This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 大家好，欢迎大家来到今天的早安英文。
Hey, Winter, I saw a bit of news the other day. It's about a girl, who was spending a lot of money trying to cure her cancer. But many netizens asked her to give up, to die, and save the money for her family, I guess. But she asserted herself, why don't I have the right to fight for my own life? Why don't I deserve to live?
Right, 因为好像是很多人说哈，就是为什么要花这么多钱去治病，而且是治一个就是绝症哈，可能治不好的绝症，就是但是我觉得这个女孩很坚强啊，她就是很坚定说，为什么我就不能活着呢？为什么我就非得去死呢？对吧
？Yeah, yeah, and it's a story about giving up and holding on.
Exactly, to give up or to hold on, that is a question.Everyone might have a different answer based on their background, life situation, financial status, and so on. 那我们今天呢就顺着这一个新闻吧，来跟大家分享一些关于坚持和放弃的一些表达。那坚持下去我们用英文可以怎么来说呢？那如果我们要说放弃屈服又有哪些非常地道的表达呢？欢迎大家到微信来找到早安英文的公众号，关注并回复笔记两个字来获取我们今天节目的文字笔记。
So we could say this girl is clinging on to the hope that she would be cured.
This girl is clinging on to the hope that she would be cured.
Right, right. To cling on to something or just to cling to something.This phrasal verb means to continue to believe or do something, even though it may not be true or useful or even productive.
Cling on to something, 或者是把 on 也可以省略掉哈。Cling to something, 这个动词短语呢，其实意思就是我们坚持做某件事情，或者就是不愿意放弃相信某件事情，即使这件事情呢，很可能到最后啊，没有结果。没有能够实现的机会，或者说实现的概率不大吧。所以呢 ，cling on to something， 我们是用来表达一种这种比较主观的，带一点点这种倔强的这种坚持。
Yeah, the likelihood or chance of finishing or doing something is not very high, but you just keep trying.
This girl is clinging on to the hope that she would be cured.这个句子里面啊，就是 that she would be cured 这一部分呢，它其实是一个定语从句哈，在这里就是告诉大家，她不愿意放弃一个希望，什么样的希望呢？ That she would be cured， 她可能会被治愈的这个希望。
Exactly。
这也是我们用到 cling on to something 的时候啊，非常好用的一个句型，叫做 cling on to the hope or cling on to a belief， cling on to an idea that。That 后面呢是接一个从句来解释我们来坚持一个什么样的 hope, belief, 或者是 idea, 或者是其他你坚持要做的事情。
Yes, yes. We hope at the end of this story, she has managed to cling on to life for many years.
我们都希望是哈，就是希望这个女孩呢最后能够 manage to cling on to life for many, many years. 希望她最后真的能够活下去，能够再活很多年，这么年轻。
Yeah.
Cling on to life, 就是坚持活下去。
Cling on to life. We usually use this when someone is, you know, maybe badly injured or most people would think they should be dead already, but they're still alive. Maybe they can't talk, they can't see, but they're not dead yet. They're clinging on to life.
就是比方说受了重伤啊，或者是就是很危急的状况吧，但是最后这个人呢在顽强的坚持活下去，这种情况我们就说cling on to life.
Yes. Now Winter, there's another situation that we might use this phrase cling on. Let's say Peter's girlfriend dumps him, but he had one last hope to cling on to.
I get it. 就是、啊、 Peter 被女朋友甩了，但是呢，他还抱着最后的一丝希望，希望女朋友回心转意，是吧？
Right.
这种情况我们也可以用 cling on to something. He had one last hope to cling on to.
Right, right. Now, watch out for the pronunciation of cling. This is actually not a very easy word, and it needs to be clear because it sounds like other words. For example, clean. So, this is ing, C-L-I-N-G, and the ing is much like a pinyin ing, so it's cling, cling.
有一点像就是我们中文里面的那个后鼻音。
That's right, that's right, that's right. Now, because it's a verb, when we're doing something, we would add an ing to it. So it's C-L-I-N-G-ing for clinging. And this is very difficult to say. Clinging.
Clinging.
Yes, clinging.
Clinging.
Good. There is also an idiom we use to mean continuing until you have done everything you can, or until something is completely finished, despite difficulties and problems.
就是说呢，我们坚持到底了，就是不管中间遇到多大的困难，我们都已经尽了最大的努力，就是奋斗到底。Is the idiom until the bitter end?
That's right, that's right. Until the bitter end or to the bitter end. For example, they were prepared to fight to the bitter end.
就是他们准备好了要坚持到底。They were prepared to fight to the bitter end.
That's right. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
We might not have a chance of winning today, but we have to give it our all until the bitter end. This is a sentence that you might use when you want to encourage a team in sports or really anything that's competition.
Mm-hmm.
And you might hear it a lot in a movie for war.
对，就是 Colin 刚刚给了一个例句哦，就是这个句子啊非常适合我们加油打气，特别是在比方说体育比赛的时候，我们队的实力可能并不占上风，但是呢，我们需要更多的毅力和这种坚持到底的精神的时候，你就可以跟队员打气。We might not have a chance of winning today, but we have to give it our all.Until the bitter end.
Yeah.
我们可能今天没法赢，但是呢，我们必须要全力以赴，坚持到底。感觉这个特别像每次我们看中国女排打比赛的时候啊，就是大家靠着就是团队合作啊和这种奋斗的精神，女排精神，然后真的有的时候能赢很多就是理论上赢不了的对手。
Right.
我们非常详细的跟 Colin 的学习了一下两个非常地道的说关于坚持下去的这个说法哈。那跟他相反的呢就是放弃屈服了，虽然有的时候放弃也不见得都是负面的啊，有的时候也是无奈之举。
Right, right. It's just a choice. Everyone has the right to choose.
Yeah, for example, I just chose not to bungee jump. So I can say I chickened out of bungee jumping.我不敢蹦极，所以我放弃了。
That's right, that's right. To chicken out of something or doing something means to not do it because of fear, because of being scared.
就是因为害怕，所以我们就不去做某件事情，因为害怕，所以放弃做某件事情，我们就可以用到这个动词短语 to chicken out of something or to chicken out of doing something. 你会连读吗？ Chicken out or chicken out?
Yeah, chicken out, and we use a hyphen between them. You know, look, everybody knows that a chicken is an animal, but we consider this animal, a chicken, to be a very scared animal, always frightened of everything around it. And so when we compare a person to a chicken, it has the meaning of scared, fearful.
Chicken, 我们就是那个小鸡哈，我们一般是觉得它是一个很胆小的动物，所以呢，我们说一个人很胆小，很害怕，就有的时候就会跟这个 chicken 这个词连到了一起哈，相关联。
Yeah.
Chicken out of something. Chicken out of something.
Now, watch your pronunciation. It's not to check out.
check out.
And I don't know why, but many people in China confuse the word kitchen, 厨房, with chicken, 鸡, so So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
It's to chicken out.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken.
It could also be used as a noun, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Don't be a chicken. 别怕.
Uh-huh.
Don't be a chicken. Jump. Don't be a chicken. Try this food. Eat the chicken's feet.
别害怕。尝尝这个鸡爪。很多国外的朋友哈，我估计 Colin 也是，就是看我们中国人就是吃鸡脚啊、鸭脖子啊这些东西，他们都其实挺害怕的。所以下次啊，你就可以跟他们开玩笑说 ，Don't be a chicken, try this chicken's feet.
Right, right.
其实还有一个非常地道的一个，应该算是动词哈，表示放弃的意思，叫做 deep six.
Yeah, deep six. Well.The phrase deep six comes from the idea of throwing something into the ocean or the sea, and it goes so deep that we can't retrieve it, maybe forever. Six fathoms.
Six fathoms. Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, 这个词大家不用记哈，只是跟大家解释，它呢是一个就是表示水深的单位，中文翻译叫英寻，一英寻呢大概是一米八的样子。就是六英寻呢就是 10.8 米，那 deep six 这个词的起源呢，刚刚 Colin 讲到，就是说一个东西掉到了海里，掉到了六英寻深，就是十多米吧，就是十多米我们也不太能够捡回来了，也就是说呢，我们就永远的放弃了这个东西， get rid of it。 大家可以不用记这个故事啊，这只是这个词的起源。但是呢，如果你对这个故事有印象，我们可以通过这个方式呢来帮助你记忆这个单词和它的这个意思。
Yeah, but you have to remember that it's a fixed phrase. You can't change it. So don't change the six to an eight or a ten, thinking it will have a stronger meaning. It doesn't work that way. It's just deep six. And actually, most native speakers won't know the origin.Of the term.
嗯哼，是的，就是这个故事呢，其实很多 native speaker 也不知道哈，但是只是方便大家记忆，所以我们跟大家做一个分享。然后呢 ，six 这个呢，它是一个固定搭配 ，six deep six， 我们不能够随意改掉，不能说 deep eight 或者 deep ten，
right.
不能改它哈。
No, that would have no meaning.
Right.
But you know, to take it back to the girl with cancer in the article.The netizens were asking her to deep six her hope for life.
对，就是很多人叫她就是放弃能够活下去的这个希望。People ask her to deep six her hope for life.
Yeah, and I find, look, I don't think that what they were saying is very good. I don't think it's right.
Me neither.我们今天呢是就是顺着这个新闻吧，跟大家一起聊几个关于这种。我们坚持下去奋斗下去和我们选择放弃的这么的一些非常地道的表达。如果大家还想要找到文字版的笔记来对照看看我们今天到底讲到了哪些这个动词短语或者是句型例句呢，欢迎大家到微信来找到早安英文的公众号，关注并回复笔记两个字就可以来获取我们今天节目的文字版笔记。
Well, thank you for listening to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next episode.
See you.